Some sources say Affleck's split with Shookus, 38, exacerbated his spiral. Lindsay had been supporting Ben's sobriety, but she knew he wasn't getting better, says a friend of the former couple's, and that it was time for her to step aside. Others close to Affleck say his issues ran far deeper. He's been famous for most of his life, adds the source close to him. He was young when he became famous and part of a fun, rebellious crowd. He didn't grow up or away from it and doesn't know how. He's really never been alone. I think Ben struggles with being two people, being the family man and also having the need to be the consummate cool kid. Affleck's first trip to rehab came in 2001 when he was driven by friend Charlie Sheen to a residential facility. If it wasn't drinking, it was gambling, says the insider. He has this personality and it's very difficult to get away from. In March of 2017, Affleck revealed on Facebook that he had once again completed treatment, writing, "I want to live to the fullest and be the best father I can be. I want my kids to know there is no shame in getting help when you need it." That September, Garner and Affleck's brother Casey helped him briefly re-enter inpatient treatment after another relapse. Affleck has been public about his father Timothy's addiction to alcohol and the effect that had on him. "He turned his life around in a very laudable way," the actor told the Mail on Sunday in 2008. "But having such serious addiction issues has a major impact. It colors who you are and becomes a part of you." It also affected his relationship with Garner. After 10 years of marriage, the two announced their separation in June of 2015 and filed for divorce in April of 2017. Since then, they have been on mediation to settle privately while continuing to co-parent their kids. They attended Hello Dolly on Broadway last month as a family, and Affleck celebrated his 46th birthday on August 15 at a dinner with the kids at Barton G. Restaurant in L.A. Despite their split, Gardner has remained a source of strength and support for Affleck. "Ben very much needs Jen in his life," says the insider. "There is no one more compassionate and dedicated to his sobriety." Before the setback, Affleck and Garner were close to finalizing their divorce. "When it comes to settling custody issues, she makes it a priority to be sure the children are safe with their father," says an industry source. Time will tell. Now, with Affleck in treatment again, Garner has been readying the kids for their first days of school, promoting her new film Peppermint and leaning on friends for support. And she's hopeful Affleck will stay in rehab for at least 30 days. "Ben knew that he needed help again," says the source close to him. "He understands how serious his situation is."